Three, two, one, here we go.
Ah, yes.
Wow.
Does not sound like you at all.
Funky, funky.
Are you changing your voice on purpose? Oh, okay.
Yes, he is.
Yes, you are. Are
you sure? Yeah.
God damn, my hands are all rough from washing my hands for 14 fucking seconds. Hey, everybody, how you doing? So, this is a special COVID-19 episode. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. So, here's the bad news. Of the three of us in studio, one of us contracted the disease. Obviously, it wasn't me. We'll get to this. Where's my camera? We'll get to this in a minute. And it wasn't Janice. Unfortunately, it was Boone. Boone came down with the virus, of course, because, you know, why not, you know, pick on the tallest person? And the youngest, actually.
That doesn't wash his hands.
Now we can really hear her mic. So we took him to the hospital, and unfortunately, there was a mishap. The hospitals out here have for years said that they don't have, you know, the students come to school here and then they leave. So they can't keep good doctors here. So he went in for the treatment and he came out looking like this.
There you are.
So we don't know what happened. It's a joke, obviously. I can't perpetuate it any further. So
it's a little lame there, Vegas.
This is my cousin Marissa. She's in town for a while. She's gonna be.
That's just bad karma, though. Yeah. Now someone here is gonna get it.
Nah, we're not gonna get it. We're all under fucking lockdown. So what? Oh, they're switching chairs now. So she's going to be a guest in studio for the foreseeable future. We don't know how much we're going to use her today, but she's going to be there. And if she, wow.
There you go.
Wow. Do you really want to be that close to Boone?
Oh, yeah, I can see both of you.
How you doing?
You might have to. Yeah, not you. So, on to the other elephant in the room. We do really have some bad news. Obviously, that was a joke that I came up with today that even though we had to...
She wasn't paying attention. That's awesome.
Even though we had to wake Boone up like 5 times to get him here to the studio. What is that squeaky noise?
Yeah.
It's not me. I'm not touching anything.
Are you moving your chair?
No, it's a squeaky. Anyway, I digress. So... last episode we talked, or actually that hasn't posted yet, has it? So this episode will post and then you'll hear about it because we're doing things a little bit backwards this week. But so on episode 49, we talked about me having to go in for another eye surgery. Unfortunately, went in for another eye surgery and the bad news is I'm permanently blind in my right eye now. I can't even. That's why the patch is there, so you guys don't have to see exactly how gross and it's not that bad. It just looks.
He's just got a tendency to cry
a lot
and bloody
and only out of the one eye.
Yeah. Basically, and it's constantly leaking. So
call it Kardashian eyeball.
Shit.
Not much different than the last 2 months because you couldn't see anyway.
Yeah, but I could at least see light. Now I see black.
Why's it got to be black?
Not white. You racist pig.
The dark meat of eyes.
Exactly.
thigh eye.
The what?
The thigh eye. The dark meat of the eyes.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this or not. So,
you don't have to enjoy it. They do.
All 7 of them? 6 now, because 7 of them's right here.
Well, the whole episode's been depressing so far. So.
No, we're going to get into the funny part. You
<It's about time.
laughs> had a theory on the toilet paper. Why everybody's going eight, or was it you, Boone?
Well, I said it was because people are thinking that stores are going to close, and if they have to be contained in one area for so long and they can't get out, they're going to need it. But my theory is washcloths,
right,
or shower.
Right. So yesterday...
Bum gun.
Yeah, you are missing $1 million fucking thing right now, you moron.
No, it's because Americans won't adopt it.
But if you sold it, if you...
They are. Bidets are like...
Yeah, they're going apeshit crazy. And this, you don't have to fucking re-plumb something into your house. Your idea...
You do have to plumb something into your house.
No, it's just a tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to convert one thread to another thread, and then, yeah.
You don't think Americans can go through that?
They don't like change.
Do you think Americans can do most anything that they're not used to?
So... The whole change thing, I was seriously thinking about, can I actually drill a hole into my cabinet so I can get the tap off the hot water?
But then it would be pure hot.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
No, it'd burn your fucking ass.
No, that's okay.
You'd shit, and then you'd hear, psh, ah! It burns!
It's no, hey, sometimes it's no different than when it comes out.
Which is why cold water's good.
Oh, speaking of,
burns coming out, and you're like.
Speaking of, I have to say, I have to thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No, seriously, because I don't know how many episodes it was. Fuck, it was probably in the tens and teens when we talked about Squatty Potty.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't need that. All you needed to do was elevate your feet.
Yeah.
And so since the time of the operation,
it's because I'm tall.
I understand that. But since the time of the operation...
You're not tall.
Shut the fuck up. Since the time of the operation...
Taller than her.
I hadn't gone to the bathroom.
She isn't saying much.
So, a couple of days ago... Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday... I have to get away from my mic.
He was so excited.
Yesterday, I decided... Because you said all you need is about 6 inches.
Yeah.
So, I took two... Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Tell your wife needs
to. So, I took two rolls of toilet paper... And put my feet on top of those, and while it didn't work instantly, I realized that if I leaned forward a little bit, Holy fuck, here we go! Everybody on board the shit train, it's leaving the station right now.
Fantastic.
Everything came out. Like bubblegum from when I was 10 came out.
I'm so glad that worked for you.
It was fucking amazing. I wanted to call you.
They started that. It was like an emperor, I think. That would sit on their whatever was their
throne.
Toilet
on their throne.
But they would like cannonball hug themselves and they would go.
So
cannonball
in a very rural.
Rural.
I have the hardest time fucking pronouncing
it. So do I.
Properly.
Rural. Yeah. Rural. Not
bathroom
urban.
Bathroom in a national park in Cambodia. They had the non-Western toilets.
But isn't everything there just like the holes in the ground?
That's what they have up there, yeah. Okay. Most everything's got Westernized toilets now. But, you literally just have to fucking squat and do your business.
Yuck.
Hover over a hole.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Just put your elbows
well,
in.
Well, I'm sure that you and I have relatives that probably still do that.
I mean, that aligns everything.
Yeah.
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 Which is why the whole Squatty Potty, you know. So while we're dealing with this toilet paper shortage, you couldn't have found a fucking shoebox.
Oh,
you
no,
just
there's
had to
no shortage.
Be like,
there's no shortage.
I'm so rich I can stand on my toilet paper, you motherfucker. I use it as a footrest.
So I was on the shitter with a turtle head. Yeah.
God, TMI.
And so.
Prairie dogging it.
Yeah, I was prairie dogging it. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely prairie dogging it. Here, where's the pecker? It's kind of like this. It's kind of like this. Anyway, so I couldn't.
Worst analogy.
For another thing later.
Huh? What? So I couldn't exactly go out and get a couple of shoe boxes out of the other room. Otherwise, I would have.
You have a cousin and a wife. Be like, hey, give me a couple of shoe boxes. Don't ask questions.
We're not allowed in the bathroom whenever he's in the bathroom.
No, you're not.
Well, we wouldn't. We would just open the door and just chug him in.
I think he'd die.
It might scare the shit out of you. That might work. Next time he's, how did I know that was coming? Some fucking work. Somebody just walk in on him. Putting in some like, work. Shit!
That could be a new thing. Yeah. People scare you.
No. No, that could not be a new thing.
Not specifically for you. People that have trouble.
No, because then... If you're not lined up, it's going to slam your asshole shut. No, I know you have a flash bang. Could always... Where the hell is that damn thing?
I don't know.
Where's the... I can't read my buttons anymore. Oh, there it is. No, that's not it.
Going to have to go into accessibility. Turn everything fucking huge.
Penis! That's not it.
No, that's definitely not it. Yeah, one of those are there. Yeah.
Well, I can't even read.
Just do the sound effect.
What?
Just do the sound effect. I can't hear it anyway.
I know.
You do it now.
Oh, it's right here. Oh, that ain't it. How the hell did I get two of those buttons right there? Oh, is it this one? There it is.
I found it.
Well, we were going to try and find you a pair of headphones, but...
I heard that.
Mm. Yeah.
You need to tell them about the people who were trying to get you to go back into the hospital.
Yeah. So did I tell you this story?
No.
I did not tell you this story. I know I told her the story.
It's possible you could have told me.
So I'm at Business Costco.
Tell them, so tell them.
I'm at Business Costco. Uh-huh. And I go in, do my thing. I don't...
And wheels?
Why is my phone ringing? Ooh, private number.
Turn it off.
Well, it's because I was waiting for him to call me back because we thought he was dead, remember?
Yeah.
How many times have you flipped me shit over my phone?
Well, that's okay. I can't turn it off.
So throw it across the room.
Yeah, I got an idea.
That was weird.
I'll turn it off quick.
There's a little button on the side.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
So you're going through Business Costco. You didn't pick me up pinwheels.
They don't have pinwheels at Business Costco. Anywho.
Not my problem.
You're right.
That's when he got you the jelly beans.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I go in there.
Like two fucking
ate them all?
No, I still got some.
Oh my god.
Just 2 pounds.
Wow. Do you flick out the black ones?
Fucking yes. Yes, I do.
Actually, I don't know when I got to the point where I tolerate them now. I don't they don't disgust me.
That happens when you breach 50.
Ah. Well, got a couple years ago then, don't you?
Yep.
So I'm in Costco. I go get all that stuff. I go out. I put the stuff away.
I was hoping for more of a reaction, to be honest with you.
Nope. I put the stuff in the car, and there is a lady comes up to me and says, did you get any toilet paper or water? No, I fucking didn't get any goddamn toilet paper or water. Are they out? No. What? Well, would you mind going back in and getting me some toilet paper and water? Absolutely. $150.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm sorry, what? I said, you pay me $150. I'd be happy to go in there and get you some toilet paper and water. I'll even get you as much as I can get you. How about that? Well, that's kind of ridiculous. No, you coming up to a fucking stranger looking like me in a Business Costco parking lot asking me to go back in and that's ridiculous.
Toilet paper and water that you don't need.
Yeah. And she probably, the reason why, because she had already gotten her two cases of each.
Which are huge at Costco.
I know.
Exactly. That, how much, when we buy the big thing of toilet paper, that lasts us damn near a year.
No.
I know that with
not with the way you
brother,
sit,
they say it lasts them about a month, and they have a family of three.
It lasts us about...
They've got a family of three. There's Janice, Vegas, and Vegas' ass.
Really?
Yeah.
And then there's you. Oh, that's right. You don't ever poop. You just come out over here and push.
Yeah.
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 And then get halfway home. Like, oh, shit. Shouldn't have pushed so hard.
So what was the other story we were talking about? I did the water.
How about New York?
How about the whole state is shut down?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the bougie lady at the cigarette store.
Oh, my God. You need to tell that story.
No. See, you guys are going to be looking at me, and I'm telling a story. I told you. You can tell it.
So, let me see if I remember. She went to go get cigarettes last night at the cigarette store, right? Little local one. And it's a husband and wife who run it, and they're both pretty nice. And the husband's kind of an asshole sometimes.
No, he called me by my name and everything. Said thank you at the end.
How the hell do you know your name?
On my credit card.
Oh, okay. I'm like, motherfucker.
But he's doing that for identification check.
So anyway, Janice says, "Oh, you're wearing rubber gloves too. You know, being safe." Or what did you say?
Yeah, I something. Said, "Oh, look at you! You got the gloves on. Good for you."
And she says, "Yeah, and I'm being bougie too." And she had her ring on the outside of her fucking glove. That was my response. I'm like, "That's not bougie. That's disgusting."
And she probably wore the same pair the entire day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And that's nasty.
That's worse. She's protecting she's not herself. Her
she
hands.
Don't give a fuck about you.
Exactly.
She's got a ring.
Yeah, because she's going to
take it off.
And she's not going to wash that ring.
It down, was it a diamond ring?
Gloves. Yep.
So the reason why you either, A, you have to completely take it off.
Yep.
Or
it'll cut through.
Put it back. Yeah. It'll cut through.
So
put
don't
it in your pocket.
Wear it to work that day.
Yeah.
Or like put it on.
Or motherfucker.
Vegas.
You're good. No, so here's
a little bit on
here's
there.
My question for
you. Yeah, I'm listening.
Can you see Mercy and get the water before it stands?
The
not this one. I need this one.
Fucking
you can just put it on
there. Yeah.
I just didn't want the water on there.
If you went a day without your wedding ring. Where would you put it?
So, me.
Where would you put your wedding ring if you went a day without your wedding ring?
Me, I can't go a day without my wedding ring. Two reasons. One, if I take my wedding ring off, even... So, there are times during the year, like right now, it's really loose.
Yeah.
And there are times during the year where it will fall off while I'm sleeping. And I don't notice it till the next day when I get up and there is this excruciating dry... itchy pain from where my wedding ring used to be. If I take it off, I leave it home.
Where?
On top of the dresser.
Janice, if you went a day without your ring, where would it be?
She goes every day without a ring.
I'm just saying.
It's next to my bed.
So a lot of people don't have a place for something like that. And so they'll put it somewhere.
Put it in your prison box.
And then completely fucking forget about it.
Yeah. I know where mine is all the time.
She got it. So put it in your prison box.
Call it a suitcase, sir.
No, a diamond ring? No.
Then you put it in the glove and...
No.
Or get coal if you want a diamond ring.
Yeah.
It's fucking tight one.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't until yesterday when you put your feet up on the fucking
toilet. Uh-uh. No, no.
It's like giving birth to a fucking beer can. Wallet.
Okay.
Because it's safe.
Yeah.
And it's in a bag.
Yeah.
What's safe?
If I ever wore a ring, yeah. I would always take it off and just put it in my wallet.
How's your wallet safe? Where'd you put your wallet?
That's the first thing people will steal.
Are we talking about stealing?
Losing. By any means.
Well, that's one thing I pay attention to.
Vegas just puts it on my thumb.
Yep. When I go in for surgery, it just goes on her thumb. But she, my wife, is smart enough, especially where we live, that she...
Thank God, I don't know how you fucking survive. Go ahead.
I can hear that.
Everybody can.
Okay, that's enough.
You want me to do the ASL again?
No, that's enough.
podcast. Just come up with random.
You got, what did you call it?
You got there like three quarters of the way, and then you just fucked it up with sign language.
What's it called?
ASMR.
Bless you.
You're welcome.
What does it stand for?
Fuck, I don't know.
That's what we went through last. What does it stand for?
I honestly don't know. I just know it turns half the world on. It makes them calm. The other half calm. It's weird. Yeah, there's people out there that really like that shit.
Can't fucking do it.
They have literally like, YouTube channels.
I get like 30 seconds in.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't it not last year, but the year.
And people flock.
No.
Or they'll go.
You need to start doing those on hashtags.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
And then just have a 45-minute episode of.
No, your beard. Please no.
Boons.
No, I get like 30 seconds in. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
But you'd still watch it. It'd be something that you would watch, and then you'd be like, well, I have to pee.
One of them said that it was like super like de-stress, and I was like,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, half of them are.
And then it's a pretty girl, then she starts like.
Slurping
making fucking
noodles?
Noises
yeah.
and shit, and you're like,
what
the fuck?
Well, it's kind of like that stupid...
Next. Oh, it's a dude doing it.
And, all right, go back to the girl. Fine, go back to the girl. No, what I was saying is Janice, she has her wedding set that I bought her.
Yeah.
And then she has just a plain steel band that she wears when we're not going to... Well, 90% of the valley. Non-favorable neighborhoods. Is that a nice way to put it?
Or if I got a job.
Like I said.
There's only like three favorable neighborhoods.
Like I said, about 90% of the valley.
None of them have businesses.
Oh, shit.
New York.
What about New York?
So the Navy has two hospital ships.
Right.
Yep.
Two.
Yep.
They're going to New York.
No, one's off the West Coast, one's off the East Coast.
Nah, the other one's going to New York.
No, they say one's off Cali.
As of about 4 hours ago.
Oh. Well, maybe New York needs it.
Yeah, by New York City, where they're trying to get the mobile MASH units set up, too.
But...
know whenever he's wiping his eye, you're on camera.
I can't give you much of a warning. It's just like
just
all of a sudden.
Mesmerized.
Why?
I don't know. It's just funny.
You're memorized?
They said that on the ships, the hospital ships, it's going to be non-infected people.
Yeah.
So people who need to be separated.
So
you go to a hospital because you broke your leg. Now you're fucking infected because you went to the fucking hospital. Now you're going to end up on a fucking boat where you're going to infect every fucking body else. And then it's just going to be a floating fucking...
Petri dish.
Just like the fucking cruise liners.
Yep. So
if you break your leg, don't go to the hospital. Just catch a fucking cruise.
Yeah.
Same thing with better food.
Yeah. 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 Way better food. It's the midnight buffet.
And it's cheaper.
Right now? Fuck yeah.
Well, I mean, any cruise is cheaper than fucking spending 2 weeks in a fucking hospital.
Oh, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. Yeah. That's true.
And karaoke.
And some of them... Okay, have you seen... This is going to be spinning off topic. But I have recently seen a commercial for a cruise ship... That has a go-kart track on the top deck.
That's amazing.
No, it is not. That is idiotically stupid. Who's
that's
brilliant?
That's special selection at its finest.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's that. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So if you get one asshole, is there a way to pull a lever and just fucking pitch him off the deck?
You might.
Ooh,
or
ooh.
Or like your son.
Kill two birds with one stone. Have him... Have that deck right below the skeet shooting deck. When they go pull, you just pull and the asshole goes flying off and pow. Make sure he's got the virus.
Do they have those on boats?
What? Skeet shooting?
Yeah.
Haven't you ever seen Titanic?
Yes.
Then yes.
You can combine two sports with one. You can golf. May or may not have done this off an oil platform.
Which means...
Yes.
Done it.
Swing
Swing, bada bada.
Drive your golf ball out. Have your buddy try to shoot the golf ball.
Whoa, that'd be a bitchin' shot.
Shotgun. It's just like skeet shooting, just smaller.
The way smaller.
Way smaller.
Like so, zero profile.
So after your buddy gets good at it, then you have to like start doing like the basketball like pump fake, like try to get it when he's not paying attention. Not that I know anything about that.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't matter. You're ex-military by how many years now?
Yeah.
They can't come get you.
Oh, no, that wasn't military.
Oh.
So, Vegas, you need to tell everybody about the big thing that just happened as of midnight last night.
Vegas had a bowel movement.
No, that was way before midnight. Midnight, I was asleep. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
It shut down. Every casino
is done.
I know.
Well, everything.
Yeah, all of everything.
Even the gas stations ones but before,
the local ones were still open, and now
it's oh, closed. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, everything across
all
the state.
All non-essential business.
And what did I say to you a couple days ago? What did I say to you a couple days ago? This city is losing billions.
Oh, yeah, billions.
Mm-hmm. Per day.
Yeah.
Billions.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to bail us out? Oh, they're talking about bailing out the fucking cruise ships and the airlines. Who the fuck's going to bail out Las Vegas? We won't need it, but...
They always lose money.
She just turned down the juice on the slot machines for the next year.
Yeah. Take it from 75% to 12.
Fucking. Yeah. Yeah, everything. Because originally, I was still awake, but as early this morning, because I needed to go to the motorcycle shop and buy brake pads for my bike. Called them at like 10. I was like, you guys are closing at noon, right? And he goes, just locking the doors.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Amazon.
Waited too long.
So the problem with Amazon is if it's not a necessary item, even though you get your free two-day Prime, it's not showing up in 2 days.
No.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Then you take advantage of that, okay? Uh-huh. You put it in your cart. When it tells you the date is 2 days away, when it doesn't come in 2 days, you call them and bitch them out. Then they'll give you another month or two on your Prime for free.
I don't pay for my Prime.
God, you don't pay for anything.
No.
Don't pay for your Netflix. You don't pay for your Spotify.
I do pay for my Spotify.
You don't pay for your movies.
No.
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 No. You're silly.
I got a deal, it was about a year ago with the Spotify, that if you signed up, you got Hulu included.
Oh,
so
28.
Thank you.
So I'd pay $10 a month for Spotify that includes Hulu.
Who?
Hulu.
Who?
Hulu.
Is there anything good on Hulu?
No.
Yeah.
But it's free.
No.
So when you're self-fucking,
there's not.
When you're self-quarantined and you run out of Netflix.
Oh, speaking of which, I bet you Netflix is loving this shit.
Oh,
they are, and they have a thing about the actual virus. It just came out. I don't know how they made it so quickly.
But no, 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 no. They didn't make it quickly. They had that shit in the can, just like we have episodes in the can. I mean, yeah. Yeah,
but I was shocked. Yeah, last night I turned it on.
No, so they
was like how to, it was like the pandemic or something, how to not spread a virus.
They've also got another feature that if you're using a computer to watch it over an internet browser and you're using Chrome, there's an add-in to Chrome where you can invite friends to a watch party.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I heard about that.
And you'd be able to chat. Like on the bottom while watching a movie.
No, I need to know. In real time. No, I don't know. No, I have. No. Same
which,
reason.
Which
no.
Is cool.
Nope. Nope.
But I say, nope. And I've done it once, is you do a group fucking phone call. Everybody has it on cue. Everybody on three, push the fucking button.
No, somebody's going to fuck that up too.
Yep.
By like half
good.
A second.
Well, why? 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 Why can't you just watch the movie by yourself?
I always watch movies by myself, Vegas.
But
do you know why? Because some of my really good friends go to bed at 6:30 fucking p.m.
7:30. I am old, way older than you.
Yeah, I know.
I've had a major surgery.
Yep.
And I need my rest.
Oh, yeah. As far as beauty sleep?
No.
As much of it as fucking possible.
You should actually pick up on that. You might need some beauty sleep with all that going on.
The other night, I slept for 13 hours.
Ooh. Well.
I always felt groggy.
No, it felt amazing.
Yeah, I wish I could sleep that long.
Get out. Walk outside, go check the mail. Neighbors are coming home from work because it's fucking 5 p.m.
You're like, how you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah. You got anything else, boss?
Who, me?
You're the boss. That would be you.
You know what's trending?
Uh-oh.
Trump lied.
Trump lied, people died.
Yep.
I saw that earlier.
Yeah, Fox News did a fucking, like, the silver lining to the coronavirus. I was like...
What was it?
I wouldn't click it. I was like...
I'm hoping that was just clickbait.
I mean... yes, you can find an upside to fucking everything, right? Like...
Well, the upside is the toilet paper industry is fucking loving this shit.
They don't make it... They don't...
Oh...
Did you know that we closed down the border between Canada and the United States?
Yeah, we did that a while ago.
No, actually, today, Canada did that.
Yeah, Canada shut down. Yeah,
we didn't do it.
Their border with us.
Yeah, Canada did it.
So then we, of course, had to...
Do it too.
Say, yeah. Oh, yes, that was
right. Well, if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it too.
Because the fucking gate shut 200 feet away, be like, oh, fuck, they closed the gate. We should probably close our gate.
Yeah.
It's going to be one hell of a traffic jam, especially in Blaine.
That's crazy.
You know what's goofy about that border?
Mm.
So, right after Washington passed the legal rec fucking marijuana thing, right?
Right.
I was crossing the border. With like a load of steel and shit going up to fucking Canada. And there was this fucking dude that went up, like drove up to the fucking border, realized he had marijuana on him, turned around because you can't enter Canada with marijuana to dispose of it. He got pulled over by a bunch of cops. Apparently, there is a quarter mile stretch of land.
Yep.
On every border.
Yep.
Does not belong to a state.
Correct.
So he got felony possession of marijuana on federal land.
Yep.
Wow. Fucking hippies, man.
Yeah, I know. Hippies. Right?
There was the dispensaries around here.
Yep.
Have to close unless they do delivery or stuff to the door, like the restaurants.
Oh,
there was
man.
Like 100 people in line.
If I told you that 10 years ago there was going to be a pandemic that would require marijuana stores to deliver your product, would you tell me that I was bullshitting you?
Yes, I would.
I thought you'd be high.
Wow.
Means I'm going to have to get my weed at puffy.com.
Oh, my goodness.
You're just going to have to fucking call Ralph.
It was a 5.7 magnitude earthquake in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, that happened this morning.
The largest since 1992.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I haven't been.
And the only damage that the fucking CBS was able to fucking find was some bricks off of a facade. They fucking like shut down the airport and shit, but not like anybody.
It's Salt Lake City, exactly. Who's going in or out of there?
The whole world is going crazy.
Yes.
No. The whole world was already crazy. You're just now seeing more evidence of it.
As far as 10 years ago, there is no way that we would ever think that there would be this with the disaster.
That's true.
Yeah, the governor says your marijuana store's got to close unless you're making deliveries.
I know.
So do they have to close?
It's kind of fantastic.
Well, they have to do the same thing at restaurants do. They either have to do it to the door, you know, like drop off at the door, or they deliver.
Oh. Well, I'm fucked.
Too bad.
That was my version of Vegas. Oh.
Can you do like a Grubhub with like a side stop?
No, they have Puffy.com.
Which is like Grubhub?
Yeah, for weed.
If you know your fucking Domino's guy well enough.
he probably already has it.
Yeah, he sells it. He grows it.
I asked a guy to fucking stop at the fucking corner store to pick me up a pack of smokes on the way back.
And he did?
Yeah. This was...
Because he knew you'd tip him well.
Yeah, like 6 or 7 months ago. Like, I just wasn't fucking feeling good.
Mm.
Started running low on smokes and food, so I was like, two birds, one stone. Because the Domino's there was right next to the 7-Eleven.
Mm.
Went and picked it up. No problem.
Here you go, sir.
It was good. It was good.
You good?
We're good.
You good?
No.
You good for this episode?
Are you good?
I'm drippy.
I wasn't talking to you.
We're not going to do this on this episode. We're just going to roll it out.
Oh, no. We have to say, please subscribe.
Okay, fine. I'll do it in the radio way. Thanks, everybody, for listening to My Vegas Radio. If you haven't already subscribed to the channel, please hit the subscribe button. That way, you don't miss anything awesome. And hit the like button, too. I wish this was flipped the other way. I say that every. Follow our Twitter and Instagram. Check out GoFundMe. Say goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.